Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, depending where you're listening live right now. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess with the mostest tonight, Melinda Carver, and my guest is Margaret Ann Lembo, who returns to discuss her very brand new deck, Masters, Mystic, Saints, and Gemstone Guardian Cards. She will also be taking some mini reading calls tonight at 646-915-8066. So make sure you press 1 to get in that phone queue early. We usually fill up. Here's your positive shout-outs for tonight's show to bring you that burst of positive energy all around you today. And this one is going to the dads. It is Father's Day. Positive shout-out to all the dads out there that really make a difference, who help raise their children, love their children, and provide for their children. This day is for you as a big thank you for all that you do to keep your family together and to keep your family whole. Much love to my own dad, Mike, who does lots of shows with me and travels around with me, and I know he has a huge following. So positive shout-out to all the dads, including my own. That's your positive shout-out tonight. And let's see what we have going on live this week. It's my Cleveland book party. It's the launch of my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive. It will be at the Theosophical Society in Greater Cleveland this Friday, June 23rd, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pick up a copy of my book, or you can bring one that you've already purchased online and have that signed. We'll also have food and beverages for you. Don't miss that. And if you want to see me live in person, I will be at Lilydale Assembly Saturday, July 22nd. I will be providing a book signing at the Lilydale Bookstore from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you can go to lilydaleassembly.com for more information. I'm also teaching two classes there, August 16th and August 23rd. And again, those tickets are at lilydaleassembly.com. Now on to tonight's guest. Margaret Ann Lembo is a popular guest here. She's returning for, I think it's her fourth or fifth visit. She is the author of The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, The Archangel and Gemstone Guardian Cards, The Angels and Gemstone Guardian Cards, and so many other titles with Llewellyn. She is the owner of the Crystal Garden in Boyden Beach, Florida, and the creator of an award-winning product line featuring essential oil sprays. She travels the country inspiring others to spiritually transform their lives. Please welcome Margaret Ann Lembo. Hello, oh, Margaret my. Ann. Welcome back.
You make me laugh. I just love that you have
that sound bite to do that. That's hysterical. You're so sweet.
Thank you for having me back. You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome, Margaret Ann. We try to please our guests. I have some of the best guests on the shows here, and a lot of guests return just like yourself because they like being here on the show with me. So thank you for coming back and supporting Positive Perspectives with some of your wonderful interviews and mini readings that you give to all the listeners out there. How's your day going, you and Vincent?
Oh, we're doing great. It's been a busy weekend. I did an event down at the Miramar Library, which is here in South Florida. So that was fun. That was based on my aromatherapy book, The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing. So that was fun. And today was a very busy day at my store, The Crystal Garden. We had lots and lots of customers. Yesterday was busy. It's just a fun, happy, busy time, and I'm very grateful for that. That's for sure. Many blessings.
Now, in The Crystal Garden that you have, and it's celebrating its 25th anniversary of being open. How exciting is that for you?
29 years.
Oh, my goodness. 29 years. 29-year anniversary.
Well, I opened it August of 1988, and it's been quite a journey. It's been so much fun. Sometimes it was intense because, you know, in the early days, there weren't a lot of stores like mine out there. So, you know, we made it. We're continuing to thrive, and yay for that. I'm so grateful.
Oh, wow. Now, when you have the Crystal Garden, inside that beautiful store filled with all types of crystals and stones, you also have a huge metaphysical selection of products and magical products, but you also have your own award-winning product line. Can you tell us a little bit about those essential oil sprays? You sent me the Kuan Yin, which I love, 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 and I picked up
another one
in Denver when I was there.
Oh.
So what was the impetus for you to open your own product line? With everything else you did, you wrote all these articles, you wrote all these books, you run a very popular The Crystal Garden store, and now you have a product line that you've had for a few years. What made you decide to add that to your hat of hats that you wear?
Well, that's an interesting question. Why'd you ask this? Not too many people ask me this question. This is a good one, you know. Back when in like around 1995 through even to date, a lot of my events, I would start out, I think this is an interesting story. I would start out the event often using sage to call in the directions, to think, you know, to clear out negative energy, to smudge the people attending the event. But then, you know, because my angel room isn't huge, maybe we can fit, you know, if we really try, maybe 35 people, but usually it's 20 to 25 people at a time for my events. It got very smoky. It was bothersome. It bothered me. I was the one that was talking. I was choking because of the smoke. So I created smudge and spray. So smudge and spray has been around for a very long time, but now it's like known worldwide, to be honest with you. And so because I created smudge and spray, I created it for me, but my customers would come in or the attendees to my events and they'd say, you can't like have that just for yourself. You have to sell it. You can't have something that amazing and not share it, which I thought was very sweet. So they encouraged me to bottle it and sell it. So I started doing that, and I had already started my line of meditation CDs. You know, I have 7 that I self-published, and then 2 more that since then have been published by Thin Twin Press, who publishes all these Gemstone Guardians cards decks for me. And so I just continued to expand the wholesale division, especially during 2008, when so many people were, excuse me for those of you that may have done this, but that they were whining that there's no work and woe is me, and I'm going to, you know, we're having a challenge. I decided, well, I'm going to expand my wholesale division and just increase and expand. And I did, and I just created more sprays. I asked for divine guidance regarding the formulas And now we have a whole line, all kinds of things, like all the archangels, Kuan Yin that you mentioned. And now we even have a Rolons, a line of Rolons that are what we call the B line, be wealthy, be happy, be healthy, be sleepy, you know, all, and they all have an intention, and the essential oils match the intention. So it's perfect. So that's my short and long story all rolled into one.
Wow. Now, when you have these sprays and people can use them in association with your multiple gemstone guardian cards, because you use different types of essential oils and holy waters from around the world and gemstone essences, what do you recommend to someone the first time they're going to use a spray and an oracle deck, they want to try an oracle deck of yours, which spray do you recommend they start? Is it the smudgeon spray, or is it another one that you prefer?
I really think smudgeon spray is an overall, like, I haven't had anybody not like the scent, you know, as far as, because the combination has, six essential oils plus other ingredients that are proprietary. So, you know, the majority of the people, I don't think I've ever seen anybody crinkle their nose or not like the way it smells. And it energetically works because of those holy waters and sacred site essences. The whole intention behind doing that is not only are we spraying to clear the energy, but we're also inviting positive energy to replace the negative energy. So often we clean, and then there's this void space. And so I very adamant that it's important to refill the space with love and well-being, so that now love is the focus, and that is what only goodness can be in the sacred space. It's worked for me. It's worked for my sister.
And, you know, I like them. I love the smells. I love the smudge and spray smell, but I'd really, really, that Kuan Yin one that you sent to me, oh my, I just love that one. And I spray. And my friend tried to steal the bottle, not really steal it from me. She said, I'm going to steal this from you. And I had to say, no, get your own, because I love that one so much. Now, you have the Archangel sprays too, for Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. Do those two sprays go well with the Archangel and Gemstone Guardian cards that you previously were on the show for?
They do. And I also have Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Raphael as well. And all four of those can be easily utilized. And I like to envision and include these archangels, those four, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel, to feel like that I'm being surrounded by them, as if that they are my bodyguards. So one way to enliven them or make them feel more physically present, because we don't see them, we have to imagine, visualize, or just trust and know with faith that they're around us, then you could spray the Michael and say, oh, I invite Michael to be, you come be with me and protect me and help me make sure everything stays in balance, and, you know, and so on. You could go through all four of them, Raphael for healing, Gabriel for insight and inspiration and understanding messages, and Uriel to tap into wisdom, to tap into abundance and prosperity. So, yes, they're very beneficial for that. And then I also have Guardian Angel Spray, which I originally made for, you know, kids, because children often are scared at night and have a hard time falling asleep. The monster or the boogeyman or what's under the bed or in the closet. And then I realized, as adults, doing that still today. So it's for adults and children alike, and that works out really good because you can invite and invoke those, your guardian angel, to be more evident, more present, and it smells like a vanilla creamsicle.
Ooh, that sounds pretty. I didn't spray that one at the store that I was at. I was at For Heaven's Sake, so I was playing around with some of your sprays and the oils there, so I just wanted to showcase those. Why don't you share the website people can go to if they are interested in your beautiful essential oil and holy water sprays that you make down there in the beautiful Crystal Garden in Boyden Beach, Florida.
Thank you. I would love to. If you go to thecrystalgarden.com and then click on shop. You'll see a link for aromatherapy, and it will take you to all the aromatherapy products that we have. It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, I'm pretty sure we have a store in Cleveland that carries my products. I should know that. I should have thought to look that up when I was at my store today. So
wow, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's several of them here.
If you want to buy local.
Oh, I know who it is. It is Crystal Era in Elyria, Ohio.
Yes.
She had, because I remember I saw she had your smudge spray and a couple other sprays there. But I wasn't out of the Kuan Yin, and she didn't have the Kuan Yin when I was there.
No, she might not. Not everybody has the full line,
No,
now she may, because everybody will call her and say, I want Kuan Yin, because Melinda loves it.
Yes. I'll have to tell her that's the one I want. Oh.
Yeah.
So that is everybody for you to go to thecrystalgarden.com to shop for those beautiful essential oil and holy water sprays. And that leads us into tonight's brand new deck, Masters, Mystics, Saints, and Gemstone Guardian cards. So, Margaret Ann, you had the angels and gemstones and then the archangels and gemstones. Was this a natural progression to do more with the other ascended masters and holy men and women that you kept hearing or seeing, but just didn't have a spot for them in those angel decks?
For me, it was a natural evolution, and actually there's more decks coming out. I can't share it quite yet exactly what they are, because
I'm willing to get on something
that hasn't been done. So it's very exciting. It's with Fintorn will publish it, so that's a blessing. And so, but with the Masters, Mystics, and Saints, you know, these are people like you and me and all, everybody that's listening right now, they ordinary human beings that were able to awaken their consciousness or have amazing experiences, that they had revelations or they had miracles in their life, or they were mystics. You know, you're a mystic, Melinda. I'm a mystic. And probably the people that listen to the show are mystics because, you know, basically a mystic is anyone who is, you know, a seeker, someone who seeks by contemplation, or maybe they are surrendering there to really connect to the divine. And so they want spiritual understanding that's beyond the ordinary, beyond the intellect. That's why it's called metaphysical, beyond the physical. So because of that, I realized, you know, I was born and raised Catholic, and I loved my connection with the saints. So that's where it first started. And then because I also have connected with the masters as they are with the ascended masters, and also beings that I consider are masterful, you know, that they were masters in their life while they were on the planet, I thought, you know what, I can really make a relative connection to masters, mystics, and saints with the gemstones, because everything's a vibration, everything is energy. And so that's where I went with it. And now I if you saw my office with all my little index cards pasted above my monitor here where I'm sitting in my office talking to you, there's a lot of ideas that are coming through my consciousness, and I'm so excited to share it, because more guidance for us here on planet Earth on how to navigate around with a little bit more ease and grace. We try every day, you know. Some days I'm better at it than others, right?
Yes. I'm excited you're sharing a scoop that you have some ideas percolating with Fintorn Press for additional decks. These are great decks, everyone. I know I've said this before. The angels and gemstones and the archangel and gemstones, I like to use them together, shuffle them together, and then pull them out for readings for people or for myself. They're very easy to use. They're a nice size card. They're coated. They don't rip easy, and they have these beautiful photos, as Margaret Ann has told us before, of her own personal stock of crystals. So as the owner of the Crystal Garden, you probably have hundreds of thousands of crystals in your own home, too. And you continue to find new stones to use in this series of decks. It's amazing how this comes up like this.
It's true. This deck has there's no gemstones repeated. So that's 44 times three where there's no gemstone repeated. Now, the next deck, which actually is already written and delivered to the publisher, is at the graphics artist stage. And I think we had to repeat only three or four because it has to still be vibrationally accurate. So, you know, I tried not to repeat any because it's fun to be able to have that many gemstones at your disposal in the card deck so that if you can't afford to buy hundreds of rocks, you can still have the deck and get to know the gemstone and some of the energy associated with that gemstone.
And I just want to put this out there for all of Margaret Ann's fans and those that are listening tonight. I said this the last time you were at the show, I think it was in February, that sometimes there's a crystal that I don't have. And when I'm playing with the Archangel and Gemstones or the Angels and Gemstones card or the Crystal Intentions deck, I will pull that specific crystal card out and use it with my manifestations with my other crystals because there's this beautiful large photo on the cards. And I know you were excited when I told you that. So you could do that too. So if there's some unique or exotic stone you don't have access to, pull these cards out, pull out the stone that you want that vibration of to work with your manifesting, your prayers, your meditating, or your magic, and you'll be able to get that vibration from the picture. It's a lot of fun to do them that way, too.
Good.
So everybody
here's
listening.
Yeah, these pictures do pop off of the page, right? Off of the
little
card.
Nice and colorful. They're beautiful. Everyone, you're listening to Margaret Ann Lembo. We're talking about her brand new deck, Masters, Mystic Saints, and Gemstone Guardians cards. You can learn more about Margaret Ann at her website, margaretannlembo.com. It's there in the chat in the episode guide, or you can go to Amazon or any of the bookstores worldwide to purchase her decks. Margaret Ann, in the Masters, Mystic Saints, and Gemstones, when you first sent me this card deck, I pulled the one card out of here and I said this was the most shocking add into this deck because you had these beautiful saints are in here like Saint Anne and Saint Jude and you have Saint Angela and Saint Therese, and then I came to a card that said Walt Disney, the creator of Mickey Mouse, as a mystic. Or is he a master? How did you decide Walt Disney belonged in the Masters, Mystics, and Saints deck, Miss Margaret Ann?
I knew you that when you started talking.
And I know I told you that in that Facebook message, but yeah, I have to ask live on air. Walt Disney, chlorite, phantom, quartz.
It's a good question. It's a good question. And so I will give credit where credit is due. It first came to my realization when I was reading the book, The Light Shall Set You Free, by Norma Milanovich and Shirley MacLaine. And I thought, Walt Disney, Ascended Master? And then it immediately made perfect sense to me. Now, think about this. Prior to Disney, the Disney World, Disney movies, Disney remember Sunday nights on Disney? I don't know. You're not maybe not old enough, but they used to be.
Yeah.
You're old enough.
I was a little girl.
Right? We watched. So you were able to, we all were able to, regardless of our age. If we think back prior to the Disney show and his great work, I don't remember it being animals personified, being talking to each other, communicating with humans. I don't remember plants having conversations with each other, flowers talking to each other, flowers and animals talking to each other. You know, I grew up with my mother was, you know, even though she was a, you know, good Roman Catholic Italian woman, she taught me to talk with the plants and to listen to the plants and to understand and connect that way. So that, for me, wasn't a far stretch. But a lot of people are not talking to their plants or listening to hear how their plants are feeling or whatever. I know when plants are thirsty beyond them looking wilty, you know, things of that nature. Anyway, so here's this personification. So I love that you brought this up because the question, as you know, there's usually one or two or sometimes three questions for contemplation on the side with the gemstone. And the question is, do you recognize this personification of nature that plants and animals may reveal human qualities, such as the ability to converse? Do you communicate with them, easily with them? And so then the rest of it is encouraging, cultivating a deeper relationship with non-human life. And I know people who are animal lovers and who maybe love their dogs or cats or birds or whatever they may have as part of their animal companion in their home, they can relate to understanding and almost feeling like their animal is a human in some way because you can communicate. And one of my dearest friends, Joan Ranquet, she teaches people to do animal communication as a normal part of her, you know, that's her main job on the planet is animal communication. So Walt Disney is the personification and helping us to awaken the consciousness of interspecies communication.
And what is the vibration of the chlorite phantom quartz? What is it about this particular quartz piece that said to you, this is Walt Disney's crystal that you're going to use mm-hmm. on this deck, Masters, Mystics, mm-hmm. Saints, and Gemstone Guardians cards?
Because when you look into a chlorite phantom quartz, first of all, it's a phantom. It's something that it's you can almost see it, or sometimes you can, depending on the crystal, it's really obvious, and other times it's not so obvious. You know, you really have to do some, you know, reflecting or refracting of light in order to see the phantom. So first of all, so that in itself on an energetic level is where we have to be still and be quiet and reflect or let the light shine in a different way to open our mind to interspecies communication. And then the fact that there's chlorite, which is, you know, green matter, which relates to plant life, I felt also was very relevant with plant communication. And, you know, plants have feelings too. You know, they have an energetic vibration that's beyond just looking pretty on the planet. So I felt that was a good match, and it's crystallized, so we can capture it in this moment and be able to reflect on how everything really is connected and be able to use imagination and visualization to gaze into the crystal, to see that within it.
And that is a beautiful explanation of why you included Walt Disney. He did bring magic to a lot of people worldwide, not just with his cartoon movies and his animal programs, as you mentioned, and that live Sunday night, but the music and his beautiful theme parks. A lot of people say it's the most magical place on earth, and you are not that far from Orlando, where his biggest theme park is. So I like how that whole synchronicity goes and flows. Now, when you put this deck out, what was the response that people were telling you? Was they saying, oh, you included my favorite saint, like Saint Francis or Saint Valentine or some of the other holy people? Or were they a little shocked like I was at a couple of the names that were included in the deck?
Well, Walt Disney is, in fact, the one that's most surprising to most people. You know, I just thought of one other thing regarding him, and then I'll continue to answer that other part of the question, which is, you know, he also was very, very much an advocate of the use of the imagination, and that just even in the song, When You Wish Upon a Star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. So this is about the power of positive thought and staying focused on what it is that you wish to bring into reality and allow it to become real. So that's part of another reason, which I is very important, part of why I chose him. Now, regarding these others, some people, I thought it was fun from the standpoint of the people didn't necessarily know about some of these saints or masters or realize that there are Hindu saints, because many people are brought up in Christianity, let's say. And so they didn't realize that there we had, for example, Satya Sai Baba, who was alive up until April 2011. It was not that long ago, Sai Baba. And so for people who know Nag Champa incense in the blue box, that comes from Satya, which means saint, Satya Sai Baba's ashram, which is where that is originally manufactured, and that's where it comes from because of that particular saint. There is another one, Neem Karoli Baba, that was alive while we were on the planet. Like, there are master saints and even Buddhist saints that are considered gurus or swamis or even bodhisattvas who take the vow to continue to keep returning to Earth until all sentient beings reach enlightenment. So because so many of us were brought up in Christianity, we don't, some people, many people, and I'm sure there's many I don't even know about, don't even know about these other saints or master teachers that are available to bring their vibration and energy to assist us on the planet. The whole idea is to look to these beings and these energies to help us, just like you might look to a loved one on the other side who has passed over. We sometimes look to them to bring forth a message or insight or awareness. Well, we have these master teachers who have, some of them have achieved great states of enlightenment that we can look to that are on the other side, just like our loved ones are passed over. These beings are available.
And there you go, everybody. Margaret Ann Lembo. Margaret Ann, we're going to take a short pause. We'll be right back, everyone, after these messages. If you want a mini reading after the break, call in 646-915-8066.
Experience the release of your negative energy and your negative emotions that keep on dragging you down. Melinda Carver, psychic medium Melinda Carver, is your lady. Order your healing session with psychic medium Melinda Carver today. Get positive. Live positive. Let Melinda assist you with your healing today. There is no reason to carry around all of that negative energy. It can be removed. There's no reason to let your negative emotions that have piled up over the years take you to bad places in your life. Call psychic medium Melinda Carver. Let her be your lady to bring positive experiences into your life. Positive energy with a reading from Melinda Carver. Order your reading from psychic medium Melinda Carver today. She's your lady. She's your positive lady.
Everyone, welcome back. Our next show is this Tuesday, June 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern. I will be the host and the guest. We're going to talk about how to get positive, live positive, in support of my brand new book, Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, from Schiffer Books. It is available online at Target, Walmart, Wordery, Indigo, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and at bookstores, the metaphysical stores around the world. Make sure you check your local store first. If it's there, purchase it there. If not, ask them to carry that book for you. Next Sunday, June 25th, Ray Goosby returns. He's going to share stories of haunted Ohio and talk about his upcoming MS fundraiser. And we're going to mark your calendars. Mark Kasich is coming on next Tuesday, June 27th, for his book, Caves and Monasteries, about his trip through Asia for his spiritual enlightenment. If you missed an episode, you missed a lot. Check out all the great on-demand episodes for you here on Positive Perspectives. Our guest this evening is Margaret Ann Lembo, author of the brand new deck, Masters, Mystic, Saints, and Gemstone Guardian Cards. And you can learn more about her at her website, margaretannlembo.com, or her store website, thecrystalgarden.com. Welcome back, Margaret Ann.
Thank you, Melinda.
And before we take those callers, I was very pleased. I know you mentioned some of the saints, and we went over some of the names, and also the Indian saints and the Buddhist saints, but you had a couple Native American masters also, such as the Spider Woman, and that has that beautiful black moonstone that I love so much. And why did you include the Spider Woman from the Native Americans and with a black moonstone in this new deck?
Well, I actually have had a very strong connection with Spider Woman. Spider Woman was and is a creatress and is based on, if you will, the cosmology of the Hopi, mostly the Hopi traditions, but also the Diné people, which are the Navajo from the Four Corners region. And I actually did my vision quest in the vicinity of Spider Rock, which is where she was believed to have, come onto the planet. And she was the being that created through thought forms. She was brought here by or allowed to come to planet Earth by Creator, Great Spirit. And then she, after a while, she realized she was lonely, so she had a thought. And that thought created a wrinkle in time. By having the thought, that simple thought, she created reality. So she went to Great Spirit and said, "Oh, Great Spirit, Creator, can I, or will you, allow me to have more than just me here on planet Earth?" Now, I'm, paraphrasing based on the Book of the Hopis and Grandmother Spider's, granddaughters, many, many books and other writings. So I'm, taking literary liberties here for any Native people who may be listening. And anyway, so she had this thought. And with that thought, Great Spirit said, "Of course, go for it." I'm sure he said it just like that. "Go for it." And she started to think about creating the trees and the mountains and continued on until she actually, the story can go very long. I could tell it in a storyteller fashion and we'd be going overtime. But the idea is that she had the thought and then she took action. In the case of her own children, she put clay together. She used her own saliva in that clay and then she sang over it and visualized. So the idea here is that she teaches us about that we are the weavers of our own reality. We are the creators of our own reality. And I just personally had an amazing experience because I got to be in Canyon de Chelly from my personal vision quest.
Wow.
And that's where Spider
Woman.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful. Thank you.
The reason why I pulled the Spider Woman out, it was interesting. When I was at INATS this past weekend for the author's breakfast, I had two huge spiders that were in my bedroom. And then when I was in the ladies' room, a spider came across the mirror while I was freshening my makeup up before the author's breakfast. And I also walked into a huge spider web. So it was like all in one day, 24 hours, four spiders.
Uh-huh.
It was fascinating.
So do you know why else? I feel like that's also another message. So may I give you an additional message in the reason why you kept coming across spider?
Sure, Margaret Ann.
Okay, well, so it is very likely, which I'm sure you realize this already, but I'll say it on air. It's very likely that you have more books in you, more than just one. And so Spider Medicine was coming to share or encourage, I personally think, that this, to greet you on the beginning of your journey as an author, because this you were there for a major book signing. You were there for a presentation for the author breakfast. This was a big deal. And so I think it's also not only to, like, initiate you into the world of being an author, which is a whole nother reality, but also the potential of what else you have in your consciousness that you're ready to write about and that I bet you already started thinking about.
Yay, thank you. And I'll share a scoop with you, Margaret Ann. I'm going to be receiving my second book contract sometime next week.
Like I was saying.
Yay, thank you so much, Margaret Ann. All right, everybody, it is that time for mini readings. Call in at 646-915-8066. It's one question per person.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And my wonderful guest this evening is Margaret Ann Lembo. You can learn more about her at margaretannlembo.com. Margaret Ann, are you ready to handle a couple of callers here tonight?
I am, and I do not do this as a psychic, but more as an inspirational insight, just so everybody knows there's nothing fortune-telling-ish going on here. So think of a good question, right, that isn't about will I, because you will if you want to, but more can help you with your journey.
Yes. You're looking for transformation and inspiration. Margaret Ann is your person to go to, especially with her beautiful decks. Our first caller is Mary from Ohio. Welcome to the show, Mary. You're live on air with Margaret Ann Lembo.
Hi, Melinda. Thank you very much for taking my call. Hello, Margaret.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just pulled the card out of the deck once I heard your voice. Did you have something on your mind tonight that I can perhaps give you some insight on?
I actually did not have a precise question in mind, so I was kind of opening up and hoping to hear something from a card that you did pick.
Okay. Very good. If you think of something while I'm sharing this, let me know, because I get, you know, people get more complete, accurate information if there's a specific, genre, you know, area of life. So Satya Sai Baba, which I love that I was just talking about him, the saint, were you on the air? Did you listen at that point where I was talking about the Nag Champa incense?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the saint. That's the card that came out, and it's copper. So basically, this is a time in your life where if you let yourself open to receive magical manifestations, to receive abundance in your life, to allow wisdom to flow through you, let yourself do that, one, and have the confidence that you're worthy and able to have that ability to tap into universal knowledge and wisdom and abundance. Copper is a conduit, so that's one. But so was Satya Sai Baba. He often did with his, when he was with his people, I'm trying to think of what it's called in the moment, but when he had groups of people, he would often have apports, which would come out of his hand when he had nothing in his hand a minute before, and all of a sudden there would be perhaps the booty or maybe some candy or some kind of jewelry, not necessarily expensive jewelry, but it would just appear out almost as if magically. So this is a time for magical manifestations for you. Isn't that great?
That is great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful message.
It.
Enjoy your night.
Very
Thank
much.
You for calling, Miss Mary. And we're going to leave Ohio. We're going to go across the Great Plains to North Dakota. This is Laurel. Hello, Laurel. You're on air live with Margaret Ann Lembo.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hi, Laurel.
Hi.
I hear a dog. How lovely. So, Laurel, do you have a question?
I'm wondering about my finances. Can you tell me?
Well, it just keeps coming out It's ironic. So Walt Disney just came out again. So I don't know if you heard about Walt Disney and whatever you can. Yeah. So I am going to quickly, when you wish upon a star, I'm Googling while we're on air here, so that I can sing. No, I can't play that. That's not allowed. So basically, we don't want to do that. We don't want any rights to be when you wish. So when you wish upon a star, it doesn't matter who you are. I don't have the words in front of me. But basically, it's up to you to create your reality. So here come the lyrics. So there's no dream too big. So you're saying to me, Margaret, you know, I know you're not saying this, but I'm imagining you're like, come on, I know the music When You Wish Upon a Star. Well, maybe not. I would like for you to encourage you to read the lyrics. You just Google When You Wish Upon a Star. Because whatever we believe, whatever we focus on, creates reality. So if you believe that your finances are going to be fantastic and that you're going to continue to gain ideas and insights on how to manifest more income for yourself, what you need to do to make shifts so that you are comfortable and prosperous and have plenty of money for yourself and to share and for your family, if you need to share it with your family. And you can create anything you want. So if there's something in your life that, let's say, you think, oh, someday I will, and then the answer is up to you what it is. Like when I was a mortgage banker, I used to say, someday we'll have a really cool store, but when people go into it, they'll feel better because they came into the store and it will smell great. And I would say that over and over and over again. And here I am 29 years later with exactly that kind of store. So whatever, never believed that would happen, really, because I really, but faith steps in. Just like it says in these lyrics, faith steps in and sees you through. So keep wishing upon a star. Keep focusing on what it is that you do want and try to avoid thinking about what you don't want. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, definitely.
Okay, good. All right, so that's your message. And you have homework.
Thank
you. You have to look up the lyrics of When You Wish Upon a Star.
I appreciate that. I will.
Okay, thank you, Laurel. Good night, sweetheart.
Thank you.
These are wonderful readings. It's just some people sometimes just need a little bit of hope and a little bit of inspiration and a nice little teeny tiny kick in the dupa to move forward to go for what they want. Because not everybody is full of energy like Margaret Ann or myself, right, Margaret Ann, where we wear multiple hats. I'm being nice here. So our next caller is down by your neck of the woods. This is Lori from Florida. Hello, Lori. You're live on air with Margaret Ann.
Hi, Melinda. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you, Margaret Ann, as well. Happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there, whoever's listening, and love goes out to everybody. It's just a great day.
Well, thank you. Wonderful. And do you have a question for Margaret Ann today, Miss Lori?
I do. It is about career. I have put positive energy out into the universe, and I'm waiting for my great, great blessing.
And the question is?
Where will my next either contract or job, where, when is it coming? I'm ready. I've been ready for a long time. I'm a creative person. I've been doing all the right moves and also in the arts like you guys. And I have put the intention, put the effort, and I keep at it. And I also need food to eat, so employment. What do you see happening?
Well, I don't do fortune telling, as I expressed earlier, but I did pull the Petrified Wood card and the St. Joseph of Nazareth card. So I'm going to say in this case that it's time to, and you may already be doing this, but maybe it's you need to I would like to recommend that you take even more effort in this regard is, you know, this, with St. Joseph received some pretty wild messages from the angelic realm. I mean, some stuff that he was like, you got to be kidding me. You want me to do what? You know? So when you look into the life of St. Joseph, he had to have a lot of faith. But he also paid attention to his dreams, and he believed what he saw and felt and experienced in his dreams when the angels came to him and told him different things. I mean, I think it was 3 or 4 different dreams that sent him to very specific, you know, go on the road, leave now, you know, things like that. So you have angels orchestrating your path. And so what I recommend is that you start believing your own intuition, which I think you do already, but more so, even more so, and take action on some things that you maybe put on hold that you thought, no, I really, I'm going to wait for something better, or I think something, you know, it's better to do something than nothing and get things rolling. So the affirmations for St. Joseph, the card, so the petrified wood is one thing that's staying grounded and focused, but also that angels orchestrate my dreams to help me with my life. My dreams and visions are easy to remember and understand. This is the most important part, I think. I take action based on angelic messages. So there's something that either is going to come up very soon in your dream time or in your inspired thoughts, or maybe you already have had this, you know, message, and it's time to take action on that divine guidance. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, St. Joseph of Nazareth and petrified wood. I hope that helps you on your journey.
It does. I had a weird dream last night of a bunch of washing machines. It was a huge house, and it just had room after room after room after room and a lake, and I saw maybe 50 clothes washing machines. I didn't understand that dream.
Well, sounds like there's some cleansing that needs to happen and that you have unlimited potential and possibility, but there may be a lot of cleaning out that needs to get done. So wash, wash, and wash some more, clean out, and release, and know that you have unlimited potential.
Very great message. Thank you, Miss Lori, for calling in. And we're going to try to squeeze in another caller. We're going to leave Florida. We're going to go up north to where all the snowbirds live, Margaret Ann. This is Tamika from New York. Hello, Tamika. You're live on air with Margaret Ann.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a love question. I wanted to know if you see me hearing from someone named Matt or Nick ever again, and I have their date of birth if you need them.
Right. Oh, Tamika, sweetheart, Margaret Ann is not a psychic, so she's just providing affirmations and positive thoughts to help you inspire yourself to change and transform your life. So if you want her to pull a card about your love life, it'll be a general message about your love life, not specifics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I did pull a card, two cards that came up earlier, and I knew it wasn't relating to our last caller, but I left them on the desk because I knew that somebody was going to call regarding love. So what I will tell you, and this is where you have to go into your own consciousness and tap into what it is that you really desire and what's for the highest good for all concerned regarding your love life and your experiences with love. St. Valentine came out of the deck, and I knew that there was somebody who was going to call in a moment because St. Valentine is here as ruby and fuchsia. So there's something about making an effort on your part that needs to happen in order for you to create the reality that you want. There's something about you and your personal power and being willing to accept and embrace your own magnificence and enjoy the interactions that you have regarding that. So I hope this is making sense to you about personal power and self-confidence. So St. Valentine says, his affirmations are, I am love. I am grateful for romantic love in my life. I am blessed with great friends, companions, and colleagues, so it's time to willingly share my love and my life with others. So rather than wishing upon something, although that's good to wish for what you want, but also affirm your own magnificence and how lucky that anybody would be to be able to hang out with you as a friend, a lover, or as a colleague. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Ruby and Fuchsia, it is your stone.
Thank you for calling, Tamika. Well, those are beautifully moving and inspiring messages for the callers. Again, Margaret Ann, you always give some great spiritual kicks in the butts for people listening when they
Uh-oh.
Need it there. Some people need that, you know, that little, that end hope, that inspiration, and just a teeny tiny little kick in the dupa. So MargaretAnnLembo.com for more information on Margaret Ann. Margaret Ann, I know at the Crystal Garden you have many, many different events. Where can people see you live in person? Do you have any of your own classes at the Crystal Garden coming up, or are you doing any more library talks in Florida?
Uh-oh, I have a full calendar of events. Every Monday night at the Crystal Garden, we have a guided meditation, and I facilitate that. And on, and that's been going on for like 2.5 years. Monday nights at 6, come on, sit in the angel room with me. I guide a meditation. Very powerful. Wednesday, we're doing Celebrate the Solstice, Power Animals and Messages from the Medicine Wheel. That's at 6:30. My aromatherapy and vibrational healing workshop, and that you, for national as well as Florida, massage therapists can get continuing education units. And there's so many more events that I have on the calendar. So it's a matter of just taking a moment to go onto thecrystalgarden.com and click on events, and you'll see everything that I have coming up and going on.
Well, I want to thank you, Margaret Ann, for coming back on the show. I look forward to your next deck that is in the works right now. Thank you for that scoop. I love hearing those scoops that you give me, so thank you, thank you, thank you. And I wish you much success with the beautiful deck, Masters, Mystic, Saints, and Gemstone Guardian Cards. Thank you, Margaret Ann, for coming back on this evening.
Thank you, Melinda, and many blessings on your journey as an author and as a spiritual facilitator for so many. Thank you for your good work.
Thank you, Margaret Ann. Everybody, MargaretAnnLembo.com for more information on tonight's guest. Go to PsychicMelinda.webs.com for information on my upcoming events, especially my Cleveland Book Party this Friday, June 23rd. I also have some free videos and free articles on my website, PsychicMelinda.webs.com. We'll be back here Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we are going to close the show out with We Are One by Brian Henke. You can find his links on my website. Good night, everybody. Have a beautiful evening.
Find its way to